to use it in Sukkos. So that's why this one was called Shar HaMayim. Now the reason why the top one was called Shar HaElyon, in the top one, so Korbeda says, because Har HaBayis Hoya Meshupa, that the Har itself was like slanty. For Ilu Mimizrach Lamarav, it went up from east to west. For Shar HaSomach Lamarav, the gate that was near the west side, who's Shar HaElyon? That's the top gate. The Yachrav after that, Shar HaDelek, what was that? Who's Shar Shalesh Chaseitzin? That was the Shar that used to store the wood there. From there they used to bring in the wood for the Marocha. Shar HaBchiris, Shemachnisin Shom HaBchiris HaNishchotim B'Dorim. They used to bring through there the B'chiris that they shechted on the Dorim on the south side. These were the four gates that we have on the south side. Now we have Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Boy Hamayim Mefachin the Yasidin Liyos Yotzim Mitachas Miftun Habayis. He says what? The reason why it's called the Shar Hamayim, he says also another thing happened there. That there was like water, Mefachin, that was coming out, Keseda. There was water used to come out of there, and this really Yecheskel said a Novi about this, Vayishiven Wapesach Habayis, Vinamayim Yotzim Mitachas Miftun Habayis, Kadima. Alright, the kids will see in the Gemara about this. There was a nest happened here. Now from here the water used to come out. It came out from there like a mole pipach cotton, like a small jar. That's how much water came out. Kisei, the water used to come out. That's where it's called like boy hamayim mefach, and the water used to come out from there like a pach. Yeah. And we see this liyos yetsim tachas mifton habayis. The nest flap and will eventually come out from underneath the bayis. So we'll see about this in the Gemara. Weiter. Now, where were the gates on the Tzofen on the north side? Smuchin Lamarav, also it started out near the west side. Shar Yechonya, first one was called Shar Yechonya, then Shar Korban, and Shar Noshim, and then Shar Hashir. These were the four gates that were on the north side. For Loma Nikra Shmoy Shar Yechonya, why was it called Shar Yechonya? Sheboy Yotza Yechonya Begolusay. When Yechonya went into Golis, that's where we went through that Shar. So he went into the Golis, into Tebovel. Before he went in, he left the Beis Hamikdash from that Shar. That's where it's called under his name. Now the other Shar is here. We say the Shar HaKorban, that used to bring the Korbanis through there that was Shecht, and the Korban was Shecht on the southern side, that we bring them through that Shar. Shar HaNoshim also means that was the Shar the women used to go there to make Semicha on their Korbanis. And Shar HaShir, that was the Derech used to bring in the Kli HaShir to play for the Leviim in the Beis Hamikdash. Ba Mizrach, on the east side, Shar Niknor, was a Shar Niknor, Ushnei Pishpishim Hoyuloi. It had two like small entrances, two small gates right next to it. Echad b'yaminav, yechad b'smirli. One on the right side, one on the left side. Ushnayim b'marav, there were two gates on the west side. Shlohoyulahem Shem. They b'chlal didn't have a name there at all. Now the reason why one in Mizrach was called Shar Niknor, because he was the one that brought the Dalsas from Mitzrayim. We'll see in the more new myself like that. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, holding the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin. He finished the Mishnah, the what? There were 13 Ishtachavois. They bowed down 13 times. So the Mishnah says, because of the different 13 different gates there were in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says now, Mas Nisin Abba Yoisi Ben Yochanan Hi. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi ben Yochanan hi. The Yom HaKneged Yud Gimel Shorim. That he says the reason why they used to make 13 Ishtachavois, they used to bow down, lie down 13 times, that's because Kneged the 13 different gates leading into the Beis HaMikdash. Aba Baram Kerabonon, but according to Rabbonon Chito, Shiva Shorim Hoyu, B'Azorah. There was only 7 gates in the Azorah. That's the Rabbonon Chito. Not 13, but just 7. According to Rabbanan and Shreza, then why did they bow down 13 times? You can't say it was connected to the gates, because there weren't 13 gates in the Beis HaMikdash. Like the Korban Neder says, Aval Rabbanan the Yamri Shiva Sharam Hoy, according to Rabbanan, there are only 7 gates, the Midish, Kasha, it's a Kasha, Heicha Hoyu Mishtachvin. Where did they bow down 13 times? Tikimlu Shoyu Mishtachvin Yud Gimel Ishtachavois. That our Mishnah says, we had before, he used to bow down 13 different places. Is what's these reasons why 13 is there's only 7 gates according to the Rabbanim. And for the Gemara, Hey, Adas Rabbonim, Heichin Hoy Hishtachavois, where did they used to bow down? Hishtachavos Halolu, where were these bowing downs? And the Moraki Yehidit Tanina, like we learned, Tamon learned over there, that Yud Gimel Pirtsois Hoyu Boy, there were 13 different breaks in the wall, Sheaportsu Malchayovin, that the Greeks made 13 different holes break through in the walls of the Beis Hamikdash. There's a more in Midas. V'chosru v'gidrum v'nechash v'noi. When Nechash v'noi came after the Yevonim, they came and fixed up these 13 breaks that they made through the walls. V'gosru k'negdom yud gimel shtachavoyis. And because of these 13 holes in the wall that the Yevonim made, and later the Nechash v'noi fixed them up, k'neged this they were masakin to bow down 13 times, and that each pirtza that was fixed up used to bow down another time. This was the 13 Ishtachavois they had. Ksiv Zemor says, it says a pasuk in Tchayo, V'hoyah b'yayim ahu, Yetzo mayim chayim Yerushalayim. Come at that time, in Moshe Mashiach, they'll come out, water will come out, life water will come out from Yerushalayim. Tony was learnt, also Gemara in Yuma, that Mibeis Kodesh HaKadoshim, that, like really, it says like in the Mishnah really, that V'sidim liyos Yetzo mimitachas miftan habayis. That loss of love, they'll come out a stream of water coming out from the Beis Hamikdash. Now, where does it start off? It starts off in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And this is like a very small flow of water that from the Kodesh HaKadoshim is very, very small. And when it comes out, the further away it goes, the bigger and bigger the stream becomes. So it starts off in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Tony, mi beis Kodesh HaKadoshim ata preichis. From the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself until the preichis, kegarne sile v'chili. It's the size of the horns of a very small asheret, very small creature. He says here, "Kikarnei kila v'sili, minei shivlu heim, v'karneiim dakin miyoy." They're very, very small, their horns. V'karnei chagovim ovim heim. Now, the horns of a grasshopper is a little bit thicker than that. V'chut shel seshi, when you weave, the chut that goes straight across, that's a little bit thicker than that. V'chut shel orev av mimenu, and the string that goes across, that's even thicker. In other words, the further it went away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the thicker the flow of water became. So it started out in the Kodesh HaKadoshim until the Pareichas, it was very, very thin. Just the size of the horn of a very small sheretz. Mina Pareichas Adam Mizbeach, when it went further out from the Pareichas until the Mizbeach Azov, Kekarnei Chagovim. It already looked, it came as big as the horns of a grasshopper. Mina Mizbeach Azov Ad Azorus, when it went further this flow, from the Mizbeach Azov, the inside Mizbeach, until the Azorim, it became the thickness already of a string that you made going straight up and down along the loom. Min hazoris ad miftun abayis, from the hazoris until under the bayis itself, the base of midish, is kechut shalor. It became a little bit thick already, like the string you put crisscross horizontal across the loom. Mikan v'yelech, afterwards when the water, this flow of water came outside the base of midish, ke mipi hapach, as if it's spilling out from a bottle. That's the flow of the water. That's what it says we all in our Mishnah. Svesidim liyas yetzim mitachas miftun abayis. Yeah. Mikan vil is out there, the Kovneida. Mizgav avahelek mi piapach. Outside the base of Midish got a little bit bigger, and then the flow looked like a piapach, like the bottle, or bottle flow. Ksiv apostle in the Cheskel says, Vihinei mayim mefachim, min hakosef hayimonis. The water like was flowing out from the right side, Bitseis Ish Kodim, when the man came out from Kodim from Mizrach side, the Kov Biyodoi, he had a measuring stick in his hand, the Yomud, and he measured Elef Bama, he measured 1,000 Amos, the Yavireni Bamayim, and he went over the water, Meyav Soyim, Ad Kasula. When he measured 1,000 Amos, that means outside the Beis Hamikdash, when he measured the flow of this water, when it reached the measurement of 1,000 Amos, at that thing, you know how deep the water was, up until his ankle. Then, Vayetzei the Pasuk says, V'yomud Elef, he measured another 1,000 Amos away from the Beis Hamikdash, his flow of water. V'yavirenu b'mayim, he went over the water, maybe a koyim. Then already reached his ankles already. Ad birkayu, it reached until his ankles. When it was 2,000 Amos away from the Beis Hamikdash, then this little flow of water was deep up until his ankles, up until his knees. V'yomud Elef, he measured another 1,000 Amos away, V'yavirenu mei mosnoyim. And then it went up till his hips already, went into the water. Ad mosnoyim, up until his hips, that's how deep the water was. Mikan v'yelech, then further, after the 3,000 Amos away from the Beis HaMikdash, Vayomod Elef Nachal Asher Loyuchal Aver, that the water there was so strong already and so deep that they couldn't even go over the water. Afilu Liberunin Gedela, Ein Yechel Aver Boy, even a big ship couldn't go over that water. That's how strong the water became when it was so far away, like 4 or 5 thousand amis away from the Beit HaMikdash. So the kids of this flow starts from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, mamash, a very, very thin flow, like the horns of a small sheretz, and it ends up a few thousand amis away, so big and so strong that even a big ship can't go through this water. My timer, what's the reason? Now the Pasuk says, V'tzi adir lo yavrenu. Like, for my time means, how do we know this? The Pasuk in Shoyo says, V'tzi adir, a big ship, lo yavrenu, won't be able to go over it. That's how strong this water will be. Bifnei ma, why? Ki go hamayim me isochu. Because the water became so strong, me isochu. My meisachu, what does it mean the water is meisachu? It means miloshet. That's going to be so strong, you won't be able to swim. People can't swim in this water. Omar Rav Chuna, the Asrin Kori L'shaita Shchuna. People call the Indian of swimming Shchuna. In his city, they used to call swimming with the word Shchuna. The Pasuk says now, Uforas Yodov Bikirboi, Kasha Yuforash Ha Soiche Lishchais. Person will spread out his hands like you spread out the hands when you go swimming. So it's a riot, the word soicha shuchas here goes on swimming. The umamal the soichas, what does it mean, taka, the word soichas? Is om rab yoisi be rabun mayin de mismalin bialma. This is water that everybody's going to talk about, this water. Whereas lesuchais means like the word suach, of talking, sach. There's people that are going to talk about how strong this water is. People are all going to talk about it. Says here, Shidabru Oilam Boy, for Yeruoi, they'll be afraid of this water. It's also right. Loss of love, it is what's going to happen from this little flow that's going to come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's going to end up to be a very strong river, very strong flow. Ksiv the Post says in Tchayo, Bayayimahu, Yiye Mokor Niftoch LeBeis David. There'll be an opening of a Mokor of a well for Beis David, Ol Yoshve Yerushalayim, Lechatnus Lunida. It'll be good for Chatnus and for Nida. The Chatas Pasha means this will be a flow of water, a Mayim Chayim. You'll be able to use this water for the Mechatas, and it'll also be kosher Nida for Nida to be toivel in it. Kopon for Zova to be toivel, she needs Mayim Chayim. Is Rabbi Yishmael Breb Nachman, B'Shem Rabbi Yonason, Mi Beis David V'Yad Yoshua Yishlayim Kisher Lanida Lechatas. From Beis David means from the Beis Hamikdash up until the whole Yishlayim, with this flow of water will go through Yerushalayim, the first flow of water is going to be kosher, will have a shem mayim chayim on it, be live water, that you can use it for nida, ulechatis. You can use that water for the mechatis, you have to take mayim chayim, this water will be considered mayim chayim. However, mikan v'yela, from outside Yerushalayim, may taru b'sein. There'll be already mixed up water, it won't be completely live water, like well water, but there'll be other rain water mixed into it. The melech sherin l'nida, the water will still be kosher for anida to be table in it, but it'll be possible for mechatis. For mechatis, you have to have, that's for the paradum when they burn it. They mix it up in mayim chayim, alkeli. You have to put live water, means live running water. Here, once this water goes outside Yerushalayim, it's going to be possible for the mechatis. It's going to be called, other waters are mixed up into it, it'll be made tarubis. Amar Reb Loza, Mi Beis David Vad Yoshua Yerushalayim Kisheri Lunida Lechatis. He learns like this, that from through Yerushalayim it's going to be kosher for Anida and for Chatis, like it's going to be called Mayim Chayim, it's good water. Mikan V'yelach after Yerushalayim Mei Ketafris Hosein. It's called water that's Ketafris, that he says here means Har Meshupa, it's like a slanty mountain. Shemidroino Mesoide Mechudad, it's a very slanty point, slanty miyid. Ve'aviru amayim derech daf anosl lemadron upsulin gam lanida. That time the water will be like so still steep, going up and down. Will be possible even for nida. Litzvul bem. So that's what he's saying. Mikan ve'elach mekat frisenhein psulin lanida lechatis. the water will even be possible for Nida also. Before we learned it'll be kosher for Nida. Now he's learning the blessing saying no, it'll even be possible for Nida also. Because the water is going to be Katafris. So Shalom, what's the concern from Katafris? So one shot is they'll be called Zechlin. This will be called running water. And it's talking about now you have Mei Geshamin or rainwater mixed into it. That rainwater is not kosher when the water is running. That's called Zechlin. Rainwater is only good for mikveh when the water is staying still. It has to be like in a mikveh in one place. But when the water is running, it will be possible. Another pshat is katafris means here the water like is running down a steep hill, and there's not 40 saw at any one point. So since there's no 40 saw at one point, it will be possible for a mikveh, it won't be good for neither to be table there either. It will only be good in Yerushalayim. But once the water reaches outside Yerushalayim, there won't even be 40 saw at one point, so may will be possible even for a neither. See if the pasuk says in Yecheskel, "Vayomer Eli, Hamayim Oela, Yoytzim El Haglila Hakadmoina." The water is going to come out now to Glila Hakadmoina. It means the earlier, the first Glila. What does that mean? Zu Yam Shel Samchli. This means the water is going to come out to the Yam, to the ocean called Samchli. So Korbnei says, "Ze Yam Shel Samchli" means the Shiva Yamim Sevivim Leretz Yisrael. There are seven different oceans. Oh, that goes around Eretz Yisrael. V'dalad mehem yam shel samchi. Four of them are yam shel samchi. V'dalad mehem, the one of the four of them, yam shel samchi is one. V'shel tferya is another one. Samchi is the name of a place. So the ocean around there, v'shel tferya, v'yam ha-melech, v'yam ha-godol. Mefarash the glila kadmoini hu yam shel samchi. That it says the water went out. So the glila kadmoini means the water went to this ocean called yam samchi. The Yardu El Harova, then the pasuk says it went down to the Arova, Zel Yam Shel Tverya. Then the water got mixed into the Yam Shel Tverya, the ocean of Tverya. Obo HaYama, then it says the water came to the Yama. What does Yama mean? Zel Yam HaMelech, that means the Yam HaMelech. El HaYama HaMutsoyim, then it says it went to like the middle, or Yam, that means Zel HaYam HaGodol. That's the Yam HaGodol. Now, V'loma Nikra Shmoy Mutsoyim, why is it called the Yam HaGodol, called Mutsoyim? Because two times did the Yam HaGadol go over the world to destroy the world. Echad v'dor enish, one time was the dor enish, there was like a mixus of a mabul that the water came out to destroy some of the people there. V'yechad v'dor haflog, another time was the dor haflog, also this Yam, the Yam HaGadol, went out to destroy these people. So he said the Karbonator, Yam HaGadol, hu Yam HaHoylech Meretz Yisrael Medinas Espanya. Prishayna, but Dor Enish, Yotza Ad Medina. It went to the city called Medina, Sheshmo Klavia. The Medina Sarfas. That's called Sarfas. That's like, France, right? Sarfas, France. Over Dor Haflog, Yotza Ad Hasloyim, Shemedina's Bravia. And you want to say that's Svard. That's, Spain. So, kids, one time it went to France, and one time it went to Spain. So, the Yama Godol, the Dor HaFlog and Dor HaEnosh, that's when it went out. So it's called Emtsoyim, Mutsoyim, which two times it went out. Rabbi Loza b'shem Rabbi Chanina, Barishayna Yotza'ad Kalbriya. The first time it went out to the city called Kalbriya. Or Vishniya, the second time, Yotza'ad Kipa B'Raviya. That's the place we went to the second time. We're saying now this Raviya, this is, he wants to say it's Svard, Spain. Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Chanina. Second time it went out to Aku. Viad Yafu. It also went out to Yafu. That's where it went to. It will soon see. The pasuk says, Ad poi sovoi, till here it went, v'loi soisev won't go anymore. What does that mean? Ad Aku tova, it's going to go to Aku. V'loi soisev means, v'loi soisev, Yafu. And it won't go. And it won't go more. His ad akutov, the Korbanator says, that means dorish toy kimoy koy. Up until here we go, and not more. Or po yoshis begoin galdecho means ad yofoy until it go until yafo. That's what we'll go. Oshis goin galdecho and nicha yoma rabba v yoma demilcha. Now it says, what does it mean? Shehutra hamayim lovu l'shom. Why did this water have to go through these places? De la maskon, to make it a little sweet. Shememeyem maluchim asruchim. because before it came from the Yam HaMelech, which is very salty and not so good. So it's good we understand why it had to go through these rivers, these oceans, to make the water sweet. So he says here what? Nicha Yama Rabba V'Yama Demilcha. It's good why from the Yam HaGodl and the Yam HaMelech the waters had to go through Vishvil Demiskin, in order that the water should become sweet. Of Yama de Tveryam, Yama de Samchu, why did the waters have to go through there also? What was the purpose to say now this water by Stam is the same water coming through the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Why did it have to go through the Yam de Tveryam, the Yam de Samchu? What was the purpose? And the Gemara Larabas de Gosim, to give a lot of fish in this water also. The water should pick up a lot of fish when it's going out. The Yachsiv, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk says, Lemina Siya de Gosim. That means lemina minem tia de gosim. Should be a lot of different type of minem sorts of fish. Kovenedo mishani l'rabis de gosim. She they maya mele because of these waters. Yisbarchum emayim legado dogim harbor. There'll be a lot of fish there. Lemina tia de gosim. Kro yiserus next pasuk here. The pshita de lemina tia from its min its sort. El olame de mine minem mishunim. A lot of different types of fish. That weren't there before all these different types of fishes, they'll grow now inside it. So that's why this water went through these last two yams, the Yam of Tveri and the Yam of the Samchui, today it should have a lot of fish inside it. Tony, Omram Shimon Gamliel, Maise Sholachte Letzidon, I went to Tzidon, Vehevi Lefonai Yoiser Mishloish Meyas Mine Dogim V'Tamchu Yechud. In one plate, they brought in front of me 300 different types of fishes. Now, that's how much fish there were in this type of an ocean. So that's why the water went through this ocean, today to get a lot of type of fish. No more. The Apostle says, Vayetein Yecheskel v'nirpu hamoyim. And the water posture became a little bit nirpu, a little bit weak. And another Apostle says later, b'tsoysov u'gvoyov v'loy yirofu. That the water will not become weak. La Melech Nisonu. So Churat Akasha, Ksiv Nirpu Hamayim. One pasuk says the water will become weak. V'yar Tamat, and the next pasuk says V'lo Yirafu Hamayim. The pasuk will not become weak. So Churat Astira, and the Gemara Mokamu Ushma Lo Yirafu. That the pasuk says V'lo Yirafu, it doesn't mean the water is not going to become weak, but rather that's only a place called Lo Yirafu. But really, the water did become weak. So the first pasuk of Nirpu Hamoyim, that's good. The next pasuk says V'lo Yirofu, that's only saying that's the name of the place. So he says Mokamusha Shmoi V'lo Yirofu, that's the name of the place. V'achi Purusha, this is the pshat of the Karban Eidah. V'itziyosu, when it went out, the Gevoyah V'mokim Sheshmoi V'lo Yirofu L'melech Nitnu, it was given over to Saul V'lo Yivoyah L'shem HaMayim HaKadoshim, that the water Kadoshim should not go there. But it's not saying that it was weak water, that it wasn't weak, just that's the name of the place. For the moral, the pasuk says, "V'al hanachal yale al svosai mizel mizel kolay tzmachol v'loyibol oleyu, and the leaves won't become spoiled v'loyitar period, and it won't end its fruits l'chadoshev for every month yivaki, you'll have like new fruits every month." Is Tony Omer Rabbi Yehuda lefi shabaylam azeh, in the world we're living in right now, tfuah oisel l'shisha chadoshim. When you plant wheat, it takes 6 months for it to grow. V'ilon oisel l'shnei masachodish. It takes a tree to give off fruit, it takes a year. 12 months, then it gives off fruit. Abu losid lovoi, this post is talking about losid lovoi, hatfuah oisel l'chodish echud. In 1 month, you'll be able to grow a wheat. V'ilon oisel l'shnei chadoshim. And in 2 months, the trees will give off their fruits. My time, what's the pshat? How do we know this? Lechadoshev Yevakir. It says Mashmin, 2 months, I'll give off new fruits. Now the trees will give off in 2 months, he'll have new fruits then. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Lefi Shabayla Mazeh Hatfu Ois L'Shisha Chadoshim. Right now it takes 6 months for the wheat to grow. V'ilo Noisil Yud Beis Chodesh. Right now it takes a year, 12 months, for the trees to give off its fruit. Avolosid Lovoi, the Moise Mashiach, Hatfu Ois L'Tesvav Yoin. Not even a month, it'll take 15 days. 15 days for the tfuah, the wheat, to grow. Vila noisel l'chodesh echud, and the tree will give off fruit mamish in 1 month. Shekein motzino, we learn, where do we find this? She'osah hatfuah v'yemei yoyel. We had one time, and this happened, b'yimei yoyom, l'chamisha seyoyim. In 15 days, the tfuah grew already, the barley grew already. The korv mimena oimer, and they were able to use the oimer. There was their first plant in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they planted the barley, and by the time of the oimer, on the 16th day, it was already used. So they cut it down on the 15th day, so in 15 days it grew. My timer, Pasuk says, "Ubnei Tzion gilu v'simchu b'Hashem l'keichem, ki nosam l'chem es ha-moira l'tzdoka." He'll give the moira the rain. Will come with tzdoka. V'yorva l'chem geshem moira malkush. That will be coming down rain that will be good for us. Barishon at the beginning. Omam makayim. What does it mean? Rabbi Yosef l'chadoshav yivake means. And every single month, the trees will give off new pears. That's what Gilad said, a big Kiddush, not only in 2 months, but in 1 month, the trees will give off its fruit. The Pasuk says, and its leaves will be, we have before, lisrufa means will be for refuah. It will help us out, it'll heal us. Rabbi Yechon, it says, tarfuya meitzis oleho. V'tarfif mezoina. If you're like a tarfif meitzis oleha, so he says the carbonado. Ha'peiros nirin yoisim in olin shebilonis. You'll be able to see the fruits more than you'll be able to see the tree itself. That's how much fruits will be there. Even though now we see much more leaves than we see fruits. That time you'll see much more fruits than you'll see the leaves. V'tarfif mezoina. Well, he learned here to kasha. The karma taper is near in yosim in olin. Like, what's the big chiddush? Is the olin worth anything? That's the way he learns. The carbon. He learns a little bit different. He learns that it means that the fey meitzes with taref mezayna means true for lush and mozen that will give us mezaynus. Come on, have your fey nilechem chukim. Claiming meitzes esol if you'll suck out just the leaves. Harehi mezin, just by sucking out the leaves of the tree, that will also satisfy you. Mareach esaper, lamala taivas achila, olamat l'sholshon. You won't even have to eat the fruits. Just by sucking out the leaves itself, you'll have tremendous mezainis from. So Mark explains now. Rav and Shmuel, it's a machlokes as Rav and Shmuel. Chadom alahate peh, shelamalim, that'll be very good, for the peh lamalim means it'll satisfy you. It'll make you feel good. The chadam alahata peshalamata. Something eating this will make you like shul should make you have to go or let you go on the bottom. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chadam alahata peakoros. I mean, an isha that can't give birth, can't come pregnant, now should be able to come pregnant. The chadam alahata peilmin. Someone that can't talk, when they eat these leaves, it'll make them be able to talk. It'll open up their mouth, so they'll be able to talk again. These are all the psukim we're talking about. The cheskel will be lost and lovely. Yemais haMashiach. Now the Mishnah says ulumais batzofen. That Mishnah says on the tzofen on the north side, smuchim b'mariv close to mariv was also a four or gates. Shar yechonya, shar hakorbin, shar hanoshim, shar hashir. That's what our Mishnah says. Then the Mishnah says v'lom nikra shmoi shar yechonya. Why was that gate called shar yechonya? Shebayotzi yechonya begalusai. That's the gate that Yechonya went out when he went above, when he went into Golis. That's why it's called on his name, Shai Yechonya. So Gemara explains now. Olumas Betzofin. At Moitze, it was learned, at Moitze, you find, B'Yishoa Sha'olah Nebuchadnezzar Lekan, when Nebuchadnezzar came up to Eretz Yisrael, and he wanted to conquer Eretz Yisrael. He says, At Moitze B'Yishoa Sha'olah Nebuchadnezzar Eretz Yisrael, De'likach es Yoyochin. He wanted to take the Melech Yoyochim, after Shem Lichu b'Mokim Yoyochim. After the Klai Yisrael appointed him to be the king, take the place of Yoyochim, of his father. V'yatzuhu sorry Bovel l'salkei, and the heads of Bovel gave him the eight to go and conquer this king of Yoyochim. So the Buchanetzer now went up to Yishlayim. Is bo v'yoshev loy b'doifnei shel Antuchia. He went to sit in the outskirts of this city Antuchia. V'yatzos Sanhedrin gedel l'krosei. So the Sanhedrin Gedolin went out to see Nebuchadnezzar. The Yomlo, they said to him, Hegiyas man abayis azel ichor, like Doshan Akasha, Like, are you coming now to be churv, make a churvin to the Beis Hamikdash? Is it the time ready for the churvin abayis? Omer lehen, Nebuchadnezzar answered back, Oisoi, shemlachti aleichem tenuli. All I want is your king. The new king, Yoyachin, you put up now for the king, give him to me. Vani herlech, I'll go away, I'll leave you alone. Is bo v'yomu lo Yoyachin melech Yuda. So they went, the Sanhedrin went to tell Yoyachin the king, what's going on? That the Nebuchadnezzar boy lecho. The Nebuchadnezzar wants you. If we'll give you over to him, he'll leave you, leave us alone. Is kivon sheshama mehen. When Yoyachin heard this, is kach noto mavtecho shebeis hamikdash. He took the keys to the Beis Hamikdash. And all of the gagwash heichel, he went up to the top of the heichel, top of the roof of the Beis Hamikdash. And all ma'alef on every bonish lelum, he said in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. L'shovar means the years before, hayinu nemonim l'cho. We were trustworthy to you, and as Klal Yisrael was erlich, they did the mitzvahs. V'hoyim avtechoistecho misurim lonu. And therefore the keys of the Beis Hamikdash means the rule of the Beis Hamikdash was in our hands. We took care of the Beis Hamikdash. But right now the Klal Yisrael is not nemonim. We're not trustworthy, in other words, we're doing averis. We're not nemonim, we're not doing the mitzvahs the way we're supposed to. That's what Nebuchadnezzar is starting to come now, is a haray. The keys are giving back to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't belong in our hands anymore, like a mashal, like you take it back, like it's the end of us already. The end of the Beis Hamikdash. Is train amaroyim. So Machlokes two amaroyim, exactly what happened to the keys. Chadom, one says, Zarkon, he threw it up. Yochin threw up the keys, Kapi Shemayim. V'oid lo yardu, and they didn't come down anymore. That was the Maisa. The Chadomah one says no. Bol kimin yad, like a mamish, like a hand came down from Shemayim, but not lost him yaday and took up the keys, took them away from him. Is kivon shiro kol churei Yehuda? When all the churei Yehuda saw, he says that means shen rotzin amokim.